remember falling off of the bed.
Well, you said you did have some horses, right?
Oh yeah, we had three mules, and there was one horse down there, and the next door neighbor had lots of horses.
Well, what did they put on the horse to keep it, the bottom of the feet, you know? What was that thing?
Shoes. Horseshoes.
And what would you put the horseshoe onto?
On his hoof.
And he'd have four of those.
Yeah, he'd have four of those, and he has to have them now, more now than he did back then, because the roads is paved.
And did you ever play a game with those?
Horseshoe? You can play it. Well, I've never played it, but I've seen them play it, throw the horseshoe around the little stalls.
And what about the hoof? You had one hoof or four?
You got four. They got four hoofs. They got the back ones and the front ones. And you got to shoe them. When you shoe one, you got to shoe all of them. And then they take them to the blacksmith, and he puts them shoes on them.
He did.
And they're nailed on them, too.
Well, they'll stay.
No, they will come out. They'll come out of the hoofs.
Oh, they will?
Yeah, they come out. You have to shoe them. Whole lot.
Did you ever see sheep?
Yes, I've seen sheep, but I've never had no contact being around them, but like I have cows and hogs and mules.
Well, what would you call a he sheep?
I don't know now. That is a question I don't even know nothing about, unless you just call him a male sheep.
What about the other one?
I'd call her a nanny or something like an event. That's all I know to call.
You had the male hogs, I know, so...
Yes, that was all nanny.
So what did you call the one that you breed with?
Male. We just called him the male hawk.
The one that you used for breeding with the
sow? Yeah, that's right. I didn't. Some have different words for them and some another.
Well, now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up, you know, to be the breeding pig, the male hawk?
Well, you'd castrate him. You know what that is?
Yes, ma'am. What would you call him then?
A hog to run to the field fatten. You don't never kill a male hog without castrating. Do you won't eat the meat?
Oh really? Well now, so if you castrated the male hog, would you call them something different then?
That's when they call them a boar, I believe, something like an event.
What about a barrel?
Barrel or something like that. Because you see, he weren't a breeding stock.
He wasn't breeding. Yeah. And what about? Would you castrate cows?
No, I haven't. Not unless it was a yearling calf.
Well, what would you use that same word though?
Yes.
What about? Excuse me.
I'd use what I about the castrate. That's all I ever known was about what my daddy had said was. You see.
Well, what about with a cat or something?
Oh, we don't fool with cats. We never did fool with cats.
What about a horse?
I don't know about a horse now. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know nothing about a horse.
Well, on the hog's back, what was that stiff hair called?
Bristles.
And, you know, you had those big teeth?
And that was their tushies.
And where did you feed them?
We fed them in a pen in a great long trough, homemade trough, way this wide part.
Did you have more than one of those?
Oh, they were just a bunch. We'd have anywhere from 100 head of hog.
And so, with that many hogs, you must have more than one trough.
Well, we did. We had a place fixed for them, just like they do now, but they weren't round, square. They was long troughs, and it was poured out our end of trough from the come the other day. The corn was always, we boiled it, or fixed it for them.
Well, what do you call this a hog that grows up in the woods on a wild?
Wow, they called them females. Wow. Let me see what that was, but I can't think of their names. But their meat ain't good. If it ain't